I will hear from the womb, and I'll die in the
air. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good morning and afternoon. Welcome to the Defender 7 prayer service with your host, our chaplain, Robert Weathers. Hope everyone has a blessed Sunday and is enjoying their Sunday for a change. 1 week till Christmas. And I will now turn the microphone over to your host, our chaplain, Robert Weathers. Hello, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate that. Excuse me as I go through the service here. I still have a little congestion. But good morning. Shalom, al salam alaikum. I hope I didn't mess that up. Everyone, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. I am Chaplain Robert. I am sorry I've been missing in action, but for about a month or till now, since the last prayer service, I was fighting a very bad flu and sinus infection. When we do things for the Lord, the devil will attack us to try and mess it up. I still have deep congestion in my lungs, and it hurts to take deep breaths, but I will survive by God's grace. I apologize for not being able to hold Sunday services, though. With that said, let's humble ourselves before our Father in heaven and pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and the provision you give us. Let us use these gifts to help others, bring others to you, and most of all, glorify and praise you. We especially pray for those who suffered losses because of the bad weather. We ask you, Father, to give them provision, comfort, peace, and strength, especially for those who have lost someone. We pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for those in this world who are ravaged by war, hunger, and strife. We pray for those who would make themselves our enemies. Open their hearts to you and your will. We also pray for any prayers needed personally, that they will be fulfilled and glorify you. Lord, help us prepare our hearts for your coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let us get into the spirit. Let us all listen to some songs now, celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. Let us worship him, giving honor and praise. And please feel free to look up these lyrics for the songs as I play them and meditate on these words. And if you feel the Spirit calling to sing along, go ahead and make a joyful noise to the Lord. And don't be afraid. The first song is going to be O Come Emmanuel by Joshua Aaron, and he is a Jewish singer, and he will be singing it in Hebrew and English. I'm playing this on my phone also, so I hope this works. Tell me if it doesn't, Bobby.
All right. No sound.
There is no sound?
No.
How about now?
Nope.
Okay. Let me Let me get it up on my computer here. Sorry about that, guys. I'm not technology savvy.
Half of us aren't.
So I don't feel alone?
Nope. You're not alone, brother.
All right. That'll work. Okay. And forgive the YouTube. They love their ads. I'll wait until it's over, so. Yeah, we'll go ahead and stop it until it's done. Okay, here we go. Tell me if this works. How's that sound?
A little distorted.
I'm sorry. I can't get it any better.
Better.
All right.
Thank you.
Amen. The next song will be the First Noel by the Mormon Choir. Let me get it up here. And in the meantime, if you would like, go ahead and look up the lyrics to them. This one here, I tell you, it's very, very right on the spot. So please listen to the words. Thank you. Wow, I don't know about you, but that sent my heart soaring. Can you imagine if, or can you imagine when the shepherds were tending their sheep in the fields and the heavenly host appeared to them and started praising and glorifying God, how that will sound? I believe it would sound just like that, but even 10 times greater. Well, only one more week when Christians all around the world will celebrate once again Christmas. But what will they celebrate? Is it worldly things? Will it be giving and receiving presents? Having Santas everywhere, focusing on him? Being around family? It's a joyous time indeed. For some, will they remember why actually we celebrate Christmas? Some will. Many people, many cultures celebrate in their way. But what is the true way to celebrate? Well, for myself now, at this age, in these days, seeing more and more scripture of Revelation being fulfilled, my thoughts, as John the Baptist said, quoting, the voice of him that, in Isaiah 43, or 40, verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So what does this mean? Prepare, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. It means to prepare your hearts, to open your hearts to him for the day of the Lord, not only for Christmas, but every day. We must prepare to be ready at any given moment. Don't we learn this in the service? Because death can take us at any second. The day of our Lord's return also seems to be getting nearer. Question is, will you be ready? There's many prophecies leading to Jesus' birth. We read in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. In Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Another is Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And you can read the Christmas story in the Gospels. We were told by God a Messiah comes, that he offers a gift of redemption. He knew our hearts. He knew us as his creation. From the beginning, he knew what we were going to do. So he made a plan. John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that have everlasting life. Why? Why would God love us so much that he would come down from his heavenly throne, be born of flesh and blood, then suffer, die, to be raised again in his Son? I took some of the following from a website because of its insight. One of the great, quote-unquote, works of the devil was the deception of Adam and Eve. Their sin brought separation from God and death to the human race. See, it separated us from our Creator, our loving Heavenly Father. And from the beginning, that was not his desire for us. It wasn't. His desire for us was, as it was in the garden, as it will be in paradise, for those who accept his free and loving gift. After we sinned, Jesus Christ needed to be born and be the perfect sacrifice for sin in order to make possible man's reconciliation with God. This reconciling with God, coupled with the forgiveness of sin upon repentance, nullifies or makes void Satan's efforts to thwart God's plan of salvation. You see, God is the victor in all this in the end. And God has first spoke to us this way in Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity, which is hostility or hatred, between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The enmity that leads to the bruising of Genesis 3 is easy to understand. God's way of life is based on selfless love and the greatest relationship possible among all. Lucifer's way, however, is founded entirely on self-centeredness, competition, hatred, and violence. Do you see what's going on today? And it even draws us into it. It even draws the Christians. And Scripture says even us Christians will be deceived. Inevitable and continuing clash between Satan's way and God's comes to a head with each party being bruised by the other. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, 4-5, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. You see, it doesn't come without God's help. So we ask him. But this war still rages on, but we know who the victory belongs. No matter what they have done or we have done, God still loves them or us. Some won't accept that. They say they believe there is a God, but they believe God is not big enough or just won't forgive them because their sin or sins was too much. Folks, that is just not true. God is bigger than all of it. God can and will forgive you as long as you come to him and you ask sincerely to do so. Then there are who say they do not believe at all. I really don't believe that. Those who say that cry out just the same when they are in trouble. So we can tell them, but it is their choice and ours to listen. God is a gentleman. He does not force us. He has told us what the consequences are, though. We read in Scripture in John 1:5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It's our choice to follow the light or the darkness. Sometimes it can be very difficult, but it is possible, not on our own strength, but through Jesus Christ, we ask and can receive. let's pray that all will receive his light before it's too late. The light is what we should celebrate, the real gift to us all. Right now, I want to ask anyone out there who hasn't given their heart to the Lord to do so now. God loves you. He doesn't want to see you go to hell. Only you choose for yourself to do so. That's why he gave us free will. He wants us to choose him freely. Will you do so? If you do, say with me this prayer. Don't wait. Death is only a breath away. Let's pray. Bow your heads and come humbly before the Lord. Father, I have sinned, and I need your forgiveness. I want to know you more. I want to know Jesus more. You said in your word, if I ask, I will receive. I believe in your word. I believe Jesus is your son, was born, died, and rose again so that I may have salvation. That all I have to do is repent and believe, and my sins are forgiven. Please now, Father, take away my sins. Change me the way you want. Send me your Holy Spirit and build in me a real, honest, and true relationship with you and your son, Jesus. In Jesus I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And those of you who prayed this and meant it, congratulations and welcome to his family. What I suggest now is finding a good study Bible and a well-grounded church in the scripture and ask God to help you find them. It's important to be around others, especially a good pastor to get you started in the right direction, to guide you in understanding. It's not always going to be easy, and Satan will hate you even more, and God can use you also to help others. So now let us praise him with another song, and this one is Joy to the World, sung by the Celtic Women. And bear with me so I can load it up. All right, another ad. Hold on. Here we go.
Of his love and wonders of his love and my love.
Again, like I said, these are most all on YouTube, so if you want to look them up, please do so. Let's do something different in this time of celebrating Christmas. Let's be a light to the world. I know there's a lot of things going on, especially on Facebook and all that stuff, that makes us angry, and that includes me. Matter of fact, I'm in Facebook jail for, Well, let's put it this way. I got about 20 more days. I had a jail sentence of 30 days. So I said something maybe I shouldn't have. I wanted to get it out, but, you know, my flesh took over and said it. But that's not Christian-like. Christian, being a Christian is totally the opposite of doing what's in our flesh. It's something we don't understand a lot, but only through Jesus Christ and his word and scripture can we understand and learn to be better. That's what it means to come to the Lord and repent and to change our ways so that one day we can see him face to face in paradise. The sinner on the cross, he asked him, he said, "Don't forget me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "This day you will be with me in paradise." What an awesome thing. What an awesome feeling. God loves us that much, guys. I know there's going to be a lot of you that are alone and feeling down, maybe. Well, not even maybe, but feeling down and maybe even contemplating suicide, and you're always in my prayers, but call out for help. Call out for someone to talk to if you need to, but most of all, call out for Jesus. Ask him to come into your life and bring you closer to him. He wants to hug you. He wants to love on you and care for you, especially when you're going through these storms. Because right now, a lot of us, even as a nation like Israel in the Old Testament, were stubborn. They were hard-headed and hard-hearted, and they forgot the Lord's way. And he chastised them just like a good father would do to us or anyone who takes care of us. They tell us, "Don't touch the fire." We get curious, and we do, and what happens? We get burned. But don't get burned, folks. God wants us. He doesn't want to lose one sheep. So come to him and gain strength and peace and joy in him. And in that, well, I tell you what, we got time for another song. Would you like to hear another one?
Sure.
All right. Let's see if I can bring it up here. Let's see. I haven't heard this one yet, so bear with me. Let's see if this one's works. This is Celine Dion. The ads here. Hold on. Thank you. Got time for one more. If I spell the word right. Okay. Oh, we got to hear this one. This is Andre Bocelli. Hallelujah. Another ad.
Una canción en Chile.
And praise to our Lord in heaven. Wow, how beautiful. Folks, the time is near. The Lord draws nigh. Don't wait. Be ready. And come to the Lord. And then go out and share it with all in this world. And be a light find your purpose. In closing, let us pray as I give the Lord's blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. All in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Go out and be with your family. But be sure you speak and tell them about the Lord, the real reason of Christmas. All right?
Yes, sir.
And that concludes the prayer service for today.
Thank you. What an awesome service, brother.
Well, thank you. It was by the Lord.
And I'm glad that you're feeling a little bit better, and I hope you continue to get better each day.
You and me both, brother.
And I really appreciate these shows that you're doing for us. And I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I'm sure I'll be speaking to you before actual Christmas Day, but you
absolutely
also have a blessed, wonderful Christmas.
To all of you out there also.
Yes. Everyone, Merry Christmas. And we will be back after Christmas. And I appreciate everybody that's tuned in to today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your day.